Well, let's start off tonight with a question that concerns evangelism. Someone put a question in the box about evangelism, and I'm going to read the question, and then we're going to have a Bible study surrounding that question. So the question is this: I would like to know what Scripture mentions Jesus sending out the apostles to evangelize. I think this is located in Luke, but I'm not sure where in Luke. I believe he also urges the apostles to dust them from their feet, or dust off their feet if they do not listen to his words. I would also like additional key verses on evangelism. Well, that's a very good question. I'm thankful for that question. And so let's talk about this. First of all, the passages that are alluded to in the question are found in Matthew chapter 10, the whole chapter, and then Mark chapter 6 and verses 7 through 13, and Luke chapter 9 and verses 1 through 6. And so this is a part of the message of the gospel that concerns Jesus sending out the 12 apostles on what is commonly referred to as the limited commission. And so let's just look in Matthew chapter 10. Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 10, if you would. And let's just look at the beginning of it here. We won't read the whole chapter, but we will definitely read the first 15 verses here. Matthew chapter 10, starting in verse 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now the name of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. Now, whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go out into a house, greet it. And if the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." Well, these passages, as I talked about, mention what's called, commonly referred to as the limited commission. Now, maybe you're familiar with the Great Commission, and that's something that we've talked about before. At the end of the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, where Jesus sends his apostles out to evangelize the world. But in these passages, Jesus only sends them out, as you noted in verse 6, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so they were not to evangelize the world here, but nevertheless they were practicing evangelism. This does serve as an example to us, inasmuch that the apostles are practicing evangelism, inasmuch as they go two by two. Mark chapter 6 and verse 7 tells us they were to stay in the houses where people were receptive to the gospel, as we read in verses 10 through 11. They were to preach repentance, according to Mark chapter 6 and verse 12, and the kingdom of heaven, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 7. And Jesus tells them later on in the passage, in verse 23 here in Matthew, that they would be persecuted for preaching and teaching the truth of the gospel. And these are all things that we expect to happen today when we're practicing evangelism, when we're going out to preach the gospel to others. There's certainly some very good practices here that we could follow in our life also. But we also notice that there are some things that are different from what we do today in these passages. For example, the disciples were given the authority by Jesus to heal people, to cleanse lepers, to cast out demons, and some other acts of miracles that they were able to do, which we are not able to do today. Maybe that will be another question that someone will submit. Why do we not do miracles today? Or why are there no miracles today? That would be a good question. And we could answer that in another place. But the apostles were specifically given authority to do these things, and they did them. We, however, are not given authority to do them. Another thing that they were told to do was to limit their preaching and teaching only to the lost house of the children of Israel. So they were only to go to the nation of Israel in this particular time, and that's why it's called the Limited Commission, because they were limited in their scope of where they were to go to. The Great Commission, unlimited. They were to go into all the world. So this is something a little different than what we're used to doing and as far as practicing evangelism. But we also note that he told them not to take any money on their journey, nor any food or anything like that. But later on, right before Jesus goes to the cross, he tells them to go ahead and start carrying money with them and start carrying a sword with them and take food with them, because they were going to need those things as they went into the whole world to practice evangelism. So once again, there's a difference between what Jesus says here in Matthew chapter 10 and then what he expects out of the disciples in Matthew chapter 28. So when we continue to think about this question, the writer also talks about dusting their feet or shaking the dirt off of their feet. And certainly that's something that Jesus says to them here as he discusses that in verse 14. And whosoever will not receive you nor hear your words when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. And that's something that maybe we're not familiar with today, because we tend to wear shoes and socks everywhere we go, and so our feet don't get dusty like their feet got dusty. But the normal custom was that when someone entered into a house where someone was going to be a host and they were going to take care of someone for a period of time, that they usually washed their feet. And so whatever dust would be on their feet would be washed off as they entered into the host's house for them to be taken care of. And so in this case, Jesus is saying, look, if nobody opens their house up to you so as to enter, so that you can be able to enter in and so that they can wash the dust off your feet, well, you just have to shake it off outside the house. And that became somewhat of a sign, or in fact, to others, that these people, as Jesus says, were not worthy, and they did not want to hear the gospel of Christ. Turn over to Mark chapter 6 and verse 11, and notice what Jesus says in that passage about shaking the dust off of their feet. Mark chapter 6 and verse 11. And whosoever will not receive you nor hear you when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against them. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that city. And so he told them that would be a testimony against them when they shook the dust off of their feet in that city. And so Jesus is basically saying there are going to be some who hear you and receive you and take you in and listen to the message that you say and provide for you and help you along the way. And there are going to be some who don't receive you, who won't take you in and won't hear the message. And those who don't do that have basically already judged themselves. They've already decided that the message of the gospel is not something that they want to hear. And so you shake the dust off your feet and then you move on. The questioner also asked for some key verses on evangelism. And I would like to talk about the word evangelism for just a moment. The word is a transliteration of a Greek word, euangelizo. And you can kind of hear evangelism in that word, euangelizo, evangelism. And it means to preach or teach the good message, or to deliver glad tidings, or something to that effect. And it is a word that is used several times in the New Testament, and most of the time it's just translated, preach the gospel or preach the good message. Sometimes the one word is used, but several words are used to say the same thing. Other words can be used for the word preach, and the word for gospel is euangelion, and so you can have different words for preach with the word for gospel. But it just means the same thing. It means to proclaim the glad tidings or preach the gospel. To evangelize means just that, to preach the gospel. And sometimes we hear the word evangelism and we usually think about personal evangelism. That is, going out on an individual basis and studying one-on-one with someone else. And that's certainly one way that you can preach and teach the gospel to others. And that's a great way to do it, and I would encourage more people to be involved in that. But we also understand that what we're doing right now is evangelism, in the sense that we're preaching the gospel and teaching the truth of God's word. And so, in Matthew, and here's some verses. The questioner asked for a few verses. Here's a good verse to think about. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 5, Jesus says, "The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them." And that's our word, euangelizo. The poor have the gospel preached unto them. And Jesus is alluding to a passage from Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1, which says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to," listen to this, "anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." And so, as far as scriptures related to evangelism, you could put those two down. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 5, Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1, and then we can add it to some of the ones we've already talked about tonight. And let's talk about them a little bit more. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Jesus said unto them, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the earth." And so, go into all the world and make disciples. That's evangelism. That's preaching the gospel. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, you can write that one down beside evangelism. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned." And so that passage also talks about preaching and teaching the gospel. Luke chapter 24 and verses 46 through 47. Luke chapter 24 and verses 46 through 47. This also is part of the great commission that Jesus gives the disciples after his resurrection. And in verse 46, we read, "Then he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." And so repentance and remission of sins should be preached to all nations. That's evangelism. And so we have several passages here. Let me go over them again if you're taking notes. Matthew 11, 5, Isaiah 61, 1, Matthew 28, 18 through 20, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 16, and Luke 24, 46 through 47. Another good one might be Acts chapter 8 and verse 4. Acts chapter 8 and verse 4. It says, "Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word." You see, they were evangelizing. They were preaching the word. They were telling others about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what it means to do evangelism. All right, well, that's the first question. How about that, huh?